Was your aunt fussy about cleanliness? Was your aunt very fussy about cleanliness?
Oh, yes.
How often would you take a bath in China?
Every week.
Saturday night?
Saturday night.
You had running water, didn't you, in your house? Oh. Do you have a heating? Have to heat it yourself? Or?
The water was heated. He's from the stove.
So what year did you go to high school? You know? What year did you leave high school?
Well, let me see.
You were 16, you said. 1895. 1911,
let's see. 1911, that's right.
Did your aunt believe in brushing your teeth?
Oh, yes.
What did you use for toothpaste?
Regular toothpaste.
Your toothpaste? Mm-hmm. What did you do for a job after you got through with Lawrence?
After I got through Lawrence's?
Were you living at home at your aunt's house when you worked for Lawrence's?
Yeah. Yeah. From there, I went on and I went to work for a man by the name of J.B. Twaddle.
What did you do?
And you run the plumbing shop. And I worked there, about 2 years. And then I went on the New York Central Railroad in the plumbing department. And I worked there about 2 years. And then I went from there to H.D. Thompson Company Hardware in Malone here. And I was truck driver there. And from truck driver, I went to stock clerk. From stock clerk, I went to Salem, and was there 20-some years. From there, I was appointed town clerk. I was town clerk for 10 years. And then I was supervisor for 10 years more. Then I became county welfare commissioner, and I was there 3 years. Then I retired. Then I went back and was assessor for 4 years for the town. So then I said, I think I've had it.
While you work at this place, you say you always stayed with your aunt for most of the early part?
Well, I'm getting back when I first went to to Thompson's. Mm-hmm. I was married then.
Did you pay your aunt anything when you stayed with her? Did you pay your aunt when you stayed with her?
No, we couldn't get enough money to pay her. We had to buy our own clothes and one bucks, you know. And you made just about enough money by that. Because those days, boy, money was money, you know, and money was very scarce.
Which job did you like best of all your jobs?
Best of all the jobs? Mm-hmm. Well, I think the best I liked of all the jobs was, say the town clerk job.
Why?
Well, there was so many different things you had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't tie down with one, just one subject if it was different. You had fishing and hunting licenses, you had explosive licenses, you had marriage licenses, you had dog licenses. I mean, there's always something different.
So what year did you get married?
Well, let me see. June 6th. I've been married 54 years.
Mm-hmm.
70.
From 75. 14?
Let me see.
1914.
Yeah, that's right.
Where were you married? Well, church.
Notre Dame.
Do you enjoy being a plumber at all?
I didn't care too much about it. No, I didn't care too much about it. The difference is today for a plumber. Them days you gotta do everything.
Like what?
Well, if you had a leak in the your pipe and it's out, you gotta dig out door, you gotta do the digging yourself. Today they don't do that. But you had to do it yourself, didn't they?
How was the pay?
Pay wasn't much. When I worked on there, I think it was only something like 19 cents an hour.
What job did you have when you married your wife?
When I married my wife, I was working on the railroad then.
Did she like you working on the railroad when you were...
No. I was gone part of the time, though. And get home every night, you know. Be working out of town.
Where did you meet her?
Grand Mall.
Where?
Well, sir, I met at a roller skating rink.
Where was that?
That was on Pearl Street.
Had you gone out there before that? Or did you go out there very much? Before you got married, or?
Could have been.
How many, a year, or?
Oh, yes, a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Was she your first day girlfriend? Was she your first steady girlfriend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How old were you when you were married?
I was 20.
How old was she?
She was 19.
Did your aunt or her parents object to her in any way?
No.
So your wife didn't like your job, so you changed it after that?
I changed.
Yeah. Did you like working in the hardware store?
Oh, yeah. It was a good experience. Meeting the people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Different people, you meet them. And that's... It's a good experience, you know, you meet all different kinds of people. Do business with them.
Mm-hmm. How was the pay in the hardware store better?
Pay in the hardware store was... When we started there, it was $18 a week.
What year would that be, about 19... 17, I guess, or 18?
Yeah, right in there.
Did you go to the war? Did you go to World War I?
No. No, I was in the... I was drafted, and just as I was drafted, the war was over.
Were you worried before?
No.
You didn't want...
I still got my draft card. I still got it. I remember I had it a while ago. I didn't tear it up. That was... Let's see if I got that. It was quite a... I always try to save it.
How did people react to the war? Were they for it?
Oh, yes. No, I mean, they...
You stayed for the longest in the hardware business of all your jobs, then.
At one time. At once.
Right. 20 years. How did you get appointed to the county clerk's job?
Town clerk, yeah.
County clerk, right.
The town board appointed me.
Why did they appoint you? Why did they appoint you?
Well, that's a good question. I heard the job is going to be an opening, so I've just put my name in, and I was appointed.
You're a Republican?
Until the next election. Yeah.
Had you been active in politics in any way before that? What, in what way?
Commitment. Republican commitment.
For how long have you been a commitment?
Oh, 35 years. Been a town Republican chairman. I was county Republican chairman. Mm-hmm. Not experienced much in politics.
Yeah. So what would a committeeman do?
Committeeman?
Yeah.
Well, there's two committeemen in each district. There's 9 districts in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
There's 2 in each district, 2 Republicans and 2 Democrats. In each district.
Mm-hmm.
Your duty for commitment is to see that your voters are registered, and also that they vote on election day. It's up to you to see to get there.
Mm-hmm. There's a great deal of, skullduggery on election days when you were, doing it? Not you, but other people? Was there any trouble about the elections?
No. No, well, there used to be a little argument sometimes, but never amounted too much.
About what? What do you have to argue about?
Whether some voters were eligible to vote or whether they weren't, That they might have moved out of the district or something, and
was there pretty keen competition between the Democrats and Republicans to get voters?
Mm-hmm.
More so then than now, do you think?
I think so, yeah. I think there was more interest in it. Because I think they took their politics serious them days.
Did you like being a committeeman?
Oh, yeah.
You don't get paid for that, though.
Mm-hmm.
After you were a town clerk, and you had to run for town clerk, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So what year did you first run for office?
That was 1940, I think.
Mm-hmm. Same year as Clarence Kilburn was running for office. He started in 40.
In 40, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was elected 5 times. Then I ran for supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
I was elected 5 terms on that.
Mm-hmm. Why did you go from clerk to supervisor, did you?
Well, the town committee couldn't get anybody to run, so they came to me and asked me if I'd be a candidate for it, supervisor.
They think you're going to win?
they thought I could win. Mm. So I told my wife. So then I ran. And I was elected. I was elected 4 terms after that.
What was campaign like back then, say when you first started out as a clerk, 1940?
Oh boy. They really campaigned. Your committee, your town committee went right out and they worked. They had cars out, checkers out.
Checkers for the checkers. What's a checker?
When they have, you have a list of all your enrollments, see, your registration.
Mm-hmm.
And the checker would, if you come in to vote, he'd check off your name to make sure you voted, see.
Mm-hmm.
And then, long before the polls closed, he'd have his list and it wasn't checked off. They know you hadn't voted. They'd send cars after you to make sure you voted. So we wouldn't be missed, see.
Mm-hmm. How close was your first election?
First election?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I won by 955 votes.
Out of how many cast?
Oh, I can't remember.
Was it quite a few thousand?
I can't remember how many was cast.
Was it a large, was it a good size?
Oh, it was a big, like, quite election. But I remember I won by 955.
Did you think you're going to win?
Well, I didn't know. I wasn't too sure. Because the man I was running against was pretty popular.
Who was that?
A man by the name of Henry McGuire.
Oh, yeah. How did the Republicans in registration, Democrats, were they evenly matched or were there more Republicans?
No, more Republicans than Democrats.
It always has been.
Always has been.
And for future elections as town clerk, you kept on winning?
Mm-hmm.
Did you win by more every time or?
Maybe some. Well, there was a couple of years I didn't have any opposition. Same as supervisor, I think there's one term I didn't have any opposition. Yeah, one term.
Mm-hmm. Who'd you run against for supervisor?
Let me see.
Your first year.
Well, Henry McGuire.
Oh, your first year. And after that, was there any other big contests?
Well, the year after that, there was. Who do I run against? I ran against, he's dead now. Yeah, I can't remember his name right now.
But you had other tough elections after that.
Then I ran for welfare commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
Was that? I ran against a man in Tupper Lake.
How was that? Close?
No, I won pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm. What did you do as town supervisor?
Well, you was a physical officer of the town. You were chairman of all the. Chairman of the town board, you call the meeting or conduct the meetings, and you was a physical officer, had charge of all the money going to the town board that was being money being received and expended. And
was it a hard job, did you think?
No, I wouldn't say it was. Of course, when I had it, I took over the welfare too, see. I was also welfare officer and supervisor. That made it a little harder when you come to become a welfare officer, see. Like, both jobs were combined, see.
But what year was that, they were combined?
15. 53 for you.
So what year did you become welfare commissioner?
That was...
Did you like being welfare commissioner?
Well, yes. I didn't. Because you was working night and day there. Got charged the whole county, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And people be calling up at night, all hours of the night. For instance, like, I remember on a Sunday afternoon, there was about 20 below zero. Some family burned out way up on the Essex County line, Pete Essex, Franklin, but happened to be on the Franklin County side. They burned out, lost everything I had, no place to go. On a Sunday afternoon, 20 below zero. They were standing on the side of the road. Well, I had to get busy and find a place for him. So finally we got him and placed him in a home of one of their relatives until we found a permanent place for him. Well, we had to go chase them way up in the Essex County line there, way to Plattsburgh, where this relative lived, to place him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've taken a Sunday afternoon, 20 below zero.
You don't want to. Did your wife like your politics?
Yeah.
She enjoyed you being in politics?
Yeah.
How involved were you with politics in the town, do you think? Were you, like, maybe a Republican meeting, you always were there, probably.
Oh.
Did you?
When you were a town committee, you belonged to the county committee, too, see?
How did national events affect, you know, elections here on the local level? Did it, you know, like a presidential election, how would that affect the
local?
A presidential election, would that affect the votes, say, for you?
Oh, yeah, a presidential election, there would be more votes than there would be to a just general election.
Mm-hmm.
Or a governor's election. You know, we get a bigger registration and a larger vote.
Mm-hmm.
Then you would just a local election.
Which would be better for you, a presidential or a big election or a small election?
For me, I'd say the big election.
Why?
Well, it always seemed to run that way. It'd be that way.
You get more votes for...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is, the more people get up, see, vote.
Mm-hmm. Did most people feel that way, or...?
Yeah.
Was there much dirty politics at home when you were active in it? You know,
not too many. You wouldn't get too... You get pretty clean politics in a small town, you know. Wouldn't be like New York City or Chicago or some of them large cities.
Do you know of any cases of really rotten, anything rotten that happened? No?
Never remember any. It was... Too bad. Oh, you get a little minor thing, you know.
Did you ever have anybody who was just plain bad run for office and get demolished? Anything like that? How would you decide on who was going to run for office? For offices with them?
Well, we'd
What they do is town committee would meet and they'd pass the resolution. Any candidate running wanted, any person wanted to be a candidate for a certain office, have 5 days, 5 days to put their name in. Then they put their name in with a deposit, see, to make sure they're going to run. Like something like $5. And then come your primary or caucus, same thing. They'd be a candidate in the primary, and whoever was a high man would be the one to run for election.
Was there any? Well, a caucus is when this committee got together.
Regular meeting. The committee got together. Mm-hmm. And they'd have a date to have the caucus. Then you'd have to advertise in the paper. They're going to have a caucus. Mm-hmm. See, on a certain date.
Yeah.
To nominate your candidates.
Was there ever any trouble about nominating candidates? Like some people that wanted to be that couldn't, that everybody knew wouldn't win? Was there ever any trouble over that?
Well, once in a while they get mad because they lost, you know. But that's nature.
Did most of the people support Kilburn when he was running?
Oh,
the Republican thing and all?
Oh, yeah.
So when did you move to this house?
1926.
Mm-hmm. Previous to that, where did you live? You know, your wife?
I lived on Constable Street.
You rented the house or was it bought?
Well, on Constable Street, I remember. We rented it and I bought this. I moved there.
Was this house like this and same house?
No, this. The original house burned.
What year?
I think it was 38.
How'd it burn? You know?
I think it was the wiring. Because when I bought it, was that old fashioned wiring in there, you know? And I think that's what they hit. Fireman thought it might gotten this old fashioned wiring.
Did you have insurance?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Had enough to cover the loss.
When did you rebuild the house?
This happened in the spring. And I started in the fall.
Well, you built it yourself. Build it yourself?
I had it built,
yeah. How much did it
cost to have it built back in 1938?
Let me see. Cost me about
$2,500.
Where did you get your lumber from?
Wrong building company.
Who owned that?
Wrong building company?
Hmm.
Man by the name of Earl Mayer.
Who built it? Carpenters that you hired?
Carpenters I hired.
How many?
Three.
How long did it take them?
Oh, golly, it took them. Probably, they were here.
How did you decide on this floor plan? Did you pick one out or?
Yeah. Out of a book they had, you know, the Milling Company.
The Milling Company supplied the carpenters, or did you have to hire them?
Well, they supplied the lumber.
You had to hire your own carpenter.
I had to go out and hire my own carpenter.
Were they expensive?
Yeah, I'm not there. No, something like 4 1/4 in a day or 4.50 a day.
How many children did you have?
Two.
What were their names?
The boy is Kenneth and the girl was Gladys.
What years were they born?
See, Kenneth was born, I think, in 1922. And Gladys was born in